Glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The disciples were only thinking about meeting immediate needs, temporal needs. They could only see the natural carnal side of sacrifice. Do you understand? The disciples couldn't see the thankfulness, the worship, the gratitude that Mary was showing to Jesus. What meaneth this waste? She done wasted all that. We could have bought some more fish, or we could have did this, or we could have did that with this money. Here she is wasting it. Come on, don't let that spirit stop you. Those are spirits. You could use this money more wisely rather than honoring God with it. But that was the first reaction, the disciples. See, when people are short-sighted or just in the natural realm and just, you know, routine and just trying to make ends meet and that, they don't understand your bountifulness. I'm going to show you something very important here, because Mary, through her giving, was setting up her future. What she was doing was going beyond the immediate. This is what we need to understand and why we all should be bountiful. Because it's not just about giving in an offering. It's setting up something for the future. See, when she gave, she was giving into her future. If we understand that, every time we give, we are giving into a heavenly account. One day when it seems like in this natural realm, there's nothing left. No, you just ask God, what's in my account? God said, you got plenty up here in this account. Just ask me what you need. Tell me what you need right now, because you got it up here. Just ask. I'll release it to you. Hello? We're giving toward our future. You'll see this when we close here, when we finish up here tonight. But the disciples, the first thing, what waste is this? People don't want to give toward things because they feel like it's a waste. But you are giving toward your future. The next reaction was Simon the leper in Luke chapter 7, verse 39 and 40. Luke 7, 39 and 40. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself. He didn't say anything out loud. He's too dignified. This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. Now we'll pause there. Now he's saying within himself, if Jesus was a prophet, now look at this. He decreased Jesus. Because Mary was worshiping and giving to him like this, this man's carnal mind, when he saw it, he decreased Jesus from being a prophet to just being a teacher, master, just a teacher. In other words, he lost respect for him. See, when a person really goes out in bountifulness for God, and really, you know, unplugs all the stops and really makes a demand on their faith, you have different types of reactions. Amen. This unsaved Pharisee who didn't even wash Jesus' feet or offer him water to wash his hands when he came into his house, who didn't really respect him, thought it might just be not a novel thing to have, you know, Jesus came by my place. This teacher, this rabbi, this prophet called Jesus. You understand what I mean? He thought it'd be something. He really didn't have all that faith in that. He didn't even wash his hands, didn't offer to wash his feet. But see, you have to understand, your giving to God like Mary did ultimately sustained his honor. I hope some of y'all catch that. It ultimately sustained God's honor. While the disciples were indignant, Simon was like, huh, if this man knew who this was. He knew who it was or who she used to be, because he changed her. She got saved. She was no longer that harlot. She was delivered now. She no longer had those devils. She was saved now. Jesus knew what he was thinking. And then he called him into question. See, Simon had been healed too. Remember, he was a leper, but Jesus healed him. And even though he had been healed, he was still prejudiced and legalistic. So you have sometimes people around you in your environment, sometimes even in the church, that are still prejudiced or legalistic, even though they've been healed, even though they've been saved. So we cannot allow that to stop us from making demands on our faith, from being bountiful when it comes to God. Look at someone, tell them, if you're going to become something you've never been, you got to do something you've never done. Then we have Judas in John chapter 12. He was there. John chapter 12, verse 4. John chapter 12, verse 4. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Now you could just erase that, given to the poor. Judas had no mind to give that to the poor. Judas was a thief. Judas had personal gain in mind. Okay? Sometimes people react and they would say, you know what, if I was you, I wouldn't do that if I was you. No, they wouldn't, because they're not you. Thank God they're not me or you. If I was you, I wouldn't do that. No, you wouldn't. Because you have personal gain in mind. You look at it as an opportunity for advancement and increase on your personal part. You're not thinking about the future. Some writers think he got so angry at that, that it prompted his betrayal. Because it wasn't long after that he went out. But see, this is people reacting to someone that's honoring God and making a demand on their faith. Then we had, of course, Mary in Luke chapter 7, verse 37. She wept. She washed his feet with her tears. She wiped them with her hair. She kissed his feet. Come on, she is some real worship. She's really giving of herself. Kissed his feet, anointed them with ointment. Her giving, as I said earlier, of herself retained the Lord's honor in the midst of those dishonoring him. Her giving of herself to the Lord like that retained his honor in the midst of people that were dishonoring him. They were familiar with him, the disciples, and they were critical of him. And Simon really didn't know him. Now, here's what I want to emphasize before we stop. Mary, through her giving, she secured a place in the future. Do you understand that? So your giving is not just to a cause. Your giving is not just, you know, to give. We give and we put our heart in it, but understand, your giving, your bountifulness is giving to your future. It has something. Now, we understand, and let's just take a look at this, because as she gave of herself and all that, let's look at how Jesus responded. Okay, you got to stop worrying or being concerned with how people respond. And like Peter, had he kept his eyes on the Lord, he would have continued to walk in potential. do that which he could not normally do. Tap into something he had never been or done before. So in Luke chapter 7, verse 40, let's take a look at the heart of the king. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors, the one owed 500 pence, the other 50. When they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman since the time I came in hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgives sins also? And he said to the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Now, in another portion of scripture, Jesus told them in the room, Let her alone. Don't trouble her, for she has wrought a good work on me. He says this in one point, she has done what she could. Mark chapter 14, verse 9, I think. In her giving bountifully, in her giving sacrificially, it led to plenteousness. It says, Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Through her making a demand on her faith, it got her deliverance. It got her a special place in time. Everywhere the gospel is preached, a memorial of her is mentioned. In other words, she secured her future through her giving. So the faith crisis, the way to plenteousness, the way to secure our future, and not be like the disciples, just concerned with immediate need, meeting an immediate need, or personal gain, or, you know, whatever. She prepares something for her future. Amen? This is the way to plenteousness.
We have come to the close of part 33 of The Faith Crisis, The Way to Plenty. Give with a cheerful heart. Stop being concerned with how people will respond. What matters is how Jesus responds. Your bountifulness has given to your future, and now is the time to reap what you have sown. The harvest is waiting. It's all up to you. Go get your blessing. Bountifulness leads to plenteousness. Plan purposefully, proceed positively, and pursue persistently.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.